The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kedushin Daf Dalet. The Gemara, the first few daf of Maseches Kedushin, deals with the various kinyonim involved in the Isha. We discussed yesterday Daf Gimel, the halachas of Chalipin, what Chalipin means, and the concept that a woman does not agree to accept Kiddushin through a kinyan of Chalipin, since it's considered more of a degrading kinyan. It's a cheap kinyan. It's something that which can be effectuated on an item that's less than a Shavu Pruta. And today I'd like to focus on the kinyan Kesef. Ha'isha Nignes B'Shloish Adrochim, the Kesef B'Shtar B'Bia. What is the kinyan Kesef? How is it Choluk? How is it different than the kinyan of Tzudr, which we discussed, the kinyan of Chalipin? And is there any difference between the kinyan of kesef that we find by Soda, by Stei Ephraim, when purchasing a property, and the kinyan of kesef by an isha? As a hakdama, we have to really understand what is a kinyan, and how does a kinyan work, and what types of kinyanim are there. The famous yisoid, which is a shir in and of itself, we won't be myrich too much on this concept, but there's a question in the Gedolei Achronim whether or not how it works. How does one actually effectuate a valid kinyan? We know that when a person cannot be koine a dover she loy ba'olo oilom, a person can't acquire a pi'alocha as a regular kinyan futures. Something that's not here in the world yet, you have to have what's called in halacha gemiras das. Is a big question as to what actually makes the actual transfer when we talk about kinyonim. There are some achronim maintain that really in essence what makes the kinyon, what makes the item go from the seller to the buyer, is the das itself, the gemiras das. There's a raya from a Tosfos and Bechoros that and the Chof and Beis that in essence the das is really what makes the transfer, but we don't know what's going on in person's mind. The Chachamim are masaking that you need a maisa. You have to express your das through not only a dibber, but you actually have to make a maisa kinyan. And if you make a maisa kinyan, we can see what's going on in your mind. That is really valid, because until a person actually makes a maisa, signs a document, makes a maisa kinyan, we can't know how serious the person is, and therefore, until there's a maisa kinyan that brings us into the minds of the buyer and the seller, and through that maisa kinyan, we're able to give the halacha that the item is transferred, there's a kinyan made. But what's really creating the kinyan, according to many achrayim, is the das. The gemiras das, the decision, the absolute decision that I want to sell this for this amount of money, that's really what creates it, and the kinyan could be merely an expression and a visualization of what's going on in the person's mind. Now there's many different ways that we know, we learn from the Torah. There's a few different types of kinyana, which we'll discuss briefly, the various types and way that Chazal Masakin, we learn a lot of it from the Torah, that the Torah tells us that if you do this certain maisa, this certain action, that is considered a valid maisa kinyan, and that actually transfers the item. And our mission today is really to understand what is the maisa of kesef that we're discussing today. What's the kinyan? So leading up to the maisa kinyan of kesef, we'll just discuss a few of the other kinyanim that we find. And we'll be able to then elaborate and explain how kinyan kesef works as well. There's a few different, one of the fundamental types of kinyanim we learn out of a pasuk in Parshas Bahar is the kinyan of meshicha. Meshicha, the concept of kinyan meshicha is bringing the item, when we make a maisa that brings the item into our rishus, so we actually take ownership of the maisa through a meshicha, through pulling it, or mesira, giving it over, or hakbah, lifting it up. These are all visualizations and a maisa of bringing the item, the bought item, into the rishus of the koine, into the rishus of the buyer. The Ritva in Kedushin actually says on the Abchav Ches Amid Beis, he explains that the kinyan of Mashiach is actually discussed in the Torah, but all these other types of kinyan we just mentioned, giving it over, Mesira, Hakbah, they're all really derivatives of the kinyan of Mashiach, which is learnt out of Oishu Konami Ad Mesechas. That's really the first type of kinyan. When we bring it into our possession, and the seller says, Leich Ukni, or he actually is the one that hands it over to the buyer. The buyer makes this kinyan Mashiach, and that kinyan Mashiach can be considered a Maisa kinyan, and if it goes into the ownership, the jurisdiction, and the ownership of the buyer. Another type of kinyan is the kinyan of Yad, when it's in my domain, or chatzar. You don't need actually a Maisa in that case. You don't have to pull it or lift it. If something even falls, even Shloimi Daita, he doesn't even know the fact that it's in the domain of the buyer. It has to be a chatzar. Mishnah Meres, we learn out of the pasuk of Himatzei Timatzei Biyodoi. It tells us that there is a concept of when something is in the hand of the buyer, or it's in the chatzar of the buyer. That itself is another type of Maisa Kinyan, that it's in the Rishus. A Mashiach, we know, does not need to be necessarily in the Rishus of the Moichar. It could be in a Simta. It can't be in Rishus HaRabim, but it could be in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, in a Sa. It doesn't have to take place in the domain of the buyer, because you're doing a Maisa Kinyan. You're bringing it into your jurisdiction, through your pulling it, it's becoming yours. Chatzar, on the other hand, has to be inside. Even Yad, when there's a kinyan of Yad, if you don't actually make a maisak ball, and your Yad is standing, is still, and something goes into your hand, whatever in your hand directly can be nicknessed with kinyan Yad, but the kinyan Yad does not need a maisa. The fact that it's in the hand, that makes it, that is the kinyan, and because it's in your possession, it's in your chatzar. Another type of kinyan we find is when you give over the proof of purchase, the proof of ownership, when you empower the buyer by giving him proof of ownership, that itself is a kinyan. You don't have to touch the chayfetz, you don't have to touch the actual item that's being transferred. If you give you give over the proof of ownership to the buyer, that's another method of how to transfer the actual ownership. This is we find this kinyan. There's various ways one can use this method of kinyanim. One of the ways is with a kinyan shtar, when a person empowers the buyer by writing a document which states in the document that this sada, this field, or otherwise, is given over to the buyer. The transfer of the document itself, we're empowering the buyer to realize the ownership and to have a proof of ownership, that itself can be considered a kinyan. And a derivative of that is what's called a kinyan oidisa. A kinyan oidisa is if you go in front of two edim, where it's clear, or in Bezdin, or where you admit that this item belongs to the buyer, the seller admits in front of edim that it belongs to the buyer, that itself transfers the ownership. Even if there was no other maisa done, but if you actually verbalize the fact that I admit, or you write it down on a paper, on a document, that I admit that this belongs to you, you're empowering again, you're giving over the raya, you're giving over the proof of purchase, a proof of ownership, and that, when you give that over, that really effectuates a kinyan, and the buyer is able to take ownership through that Maisa Kinyan called Kinyan Adisa, which is similar and derived out of the Kinyan of Shtar. Another type of Kinyan which we find is when a buyer in front of the seller, or by the directive of the seller, goes ahead and makes makes an act of ownership, which is which the which is called a kinyan chazoko. When a person, when the seller tells the buyer, go ahead, leich chazeku kni, go ahead, make a chazoko, and you, with that you will purchase this soda, and a person goes ahead and is noal, or is godar, or is parats, a person either locks it or creates a fence around a soda, around the field, or he shows his ownership by knocking down a fence, and he changes the status. So since that was done in front of the seller or by the directive of the seller, that actual mice of kinyan chazaka, that transfers the ownership of a specific field from one to the other. The last kinyan, or type of kinyan which we'll discuss, which is the subject of our class, of our shir, is the kinyan of kesef. Again, Isha Niknes B'Shloish Yudrochim, B'Kesef, B'Shtar, U'B'Chazoko. The first way is Kesef. We learn it out of Kicho Mistei Ephraim. Just like the Pasuk in Parshas Toldos says, Kach Mimeni, Ephraim told Avram, purchase it for me. And that was through Kesef, through a payment of Abrameyes Shekel Kesef, Oivila Soicher. We learn Kiyikach ishisha, the same word, just like soda can be purchased with kesef, also an isha can also be niknes b'shloisha drachim through the maisa kinyan of kesef. Now it seems from the Gemara that this kinyan by isha is directly derived from the kinyan by soda. By soda we have another pasuk that tells us soda is b'kesef yiknu, and from there we learn out that a person can purchase real estate by way of kinyan kesef, and from there we can learn to kedusha isha that we learn that just like you can be kind of a soda, and Ephraim was kind of the soda from Avram was kind of the soda from Ephraim through the means of kinyan kesef. Likewise, an isha is miskadeshes through the means of kinyan kesef, and it seems very similar at first. Now, this kinyan kesef, how does it work? There's an interesting gemara which is brought down by the Achronim and the Rishonim as well, in Bava Kama, on Daf, Ayinam Ebeis, the Gemara says, quotes the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, if a person is gonav umochar b'shavis, he's potter. The Gemara questions the fact, if a person steals, we know there's a halacha of tvicho mechira, if a person steals a shor or a seh, and does a tficha, he shechts the sharoseh on shop, shechts the sharoseh, slaughters the sharoseh, or he sells the sharoseh. In that case, a person has to pay dalad behay, 4 or 5 times the value of that sharoseh to the nignav, to the victim of the robbery. The Gemara says that what happens if the person's gonav umocha b'shabbos? He steals and then he sells it on Shabbos. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says that he should be potter. What is the case of ganav umocha b'shabbos? The Gemara is looking for a case where there would be a concept of kumle b'derava minei, which means that when a person steals and sells in a way where he would be transgressing the over the isser of Shabbos, which is a very severe einish, an einish of miso, he would be chay of skilo. Whenever a person does that, any monetary chiyuv which he might have been subject to at that same time is potter, because we can only mete out one oinish, one punishment for each action that a person does, each negative action. So if there's a severe punishment because it's done on Shabbos, so that would translate into a person not being obligated to the lesser punishment of something, any type of monetary obligation that he would have. So the Gemara says, what is the case where he would be potter and he would not have to pay dalad v'hei? The Gemara brings down the case is where a person says, the ganav, the person who stole it, wants to sell this shor or seh to a buyer, and tells the buyer on Shabbos that I will pay. That the buyer tells him, tells the ganav, take go ahead and take my te'ino, tear off this fig from the fig tree, and that will be the kesef, that will be the value of the fig, would be the kesef to purchase, for me to purchase your set. So the buyer is telling the seller, who's the ganav, I want to purchase this animal that you stole. The way I want to purchase it is I will pay you by you going ahead on my tree and you cutting down a fig, and that will be the payment for this animal. And the Gemara says that can't be the case. That would not, there in that case, he would not be obligated dalav v'hei, because since by ripping off the tree, ripping off the fig, he would be transgressing an Isra of Shabbos. So there would be lacking the kinyan. He would not, by the ganav ripping off and accepting this fig from the seller, the ganav would not be able to sell it using that kinyan of kesef, because since ripping off the fig is something that any monetary application of this halacha would not be responsible to pay for that fig. So the kinyan is not chal. The kinyan kesef that the ganav received this fig would not be valid, and the behemoth would not, the animal would not transfer ownership. And the poskim explain, the achrenim explain, because it lacks what's called kesef hachoizer. Kesef hachoizer means that the only type of money that can actually effectuate a kinyan of kesef is the type of money where if I give you money for a purchase, and that purchase for some reason is invalid or doesn't work, so I would have to, it would be considered kesef achoizer. I would be able to bring you to Bezdin and say, I gave you money for a certain purchase, the purchase is not effective, so give me back my money. You owe me that money. But if I give you money that in the eventuality where the purchase is not effective, I would not be able to ask you for that money back for whatever reason. That's lacking what's called kesef hachoizer. It's not money that I can hold you responsible to give me the tmura. Right? The way kesef works is that if I give you money, I get that the actual obligation that you have to me in order to return the consideration of that money, that's what effectuates, that's what actually pushes the item out of the reshus of the seller, and it pushes it into the reshus of the buyer. In other words, if I give you a pruta, now you have that pruta, you have to answer to me. I gave the seller a pruta, and I'm looking to the seller, and I say, seller, I gave you money, I gave you consideration, you must return that in some manner. So return it to me by giving me the item that I'm trying to buy. So says the Achrayim, when would that kinyan kesef work? Only if the money that I gave you has recourse. I gave you a pruta. Now you have to answer to me. You have to look. You have to come back to me and give it back to me in some form. That recourse, that obligation that you have now, that's what pushes the item out of the reshus of the seller and gives it and makes the ma'isa kinyan effective to the buyer. So says the Gemara Bava Kama, if the money that I gave you is money that you the only way to access it is on Shabbos to cut down the te'ena, which is an iser, the rice of Shabbos, which has a very severe einish of skila. So in that case, if I were to ask you if the purchase is not effective, and I were to ask you back for my te'ena, you would be able to say, I'm not giving you back the te'ena, because since I was over, I transgressed an Isra Daraisa, which has skila, there's a concept of kum lev d'rabine, and you cannot, I don't owe you this the value of the te'ena. So if you gave the seller money that does not translate into obligation, I don't have to, it's an unanswered money, that type of money is not valid for a kesef, for the kinyan of kesef, and that's why Tavach u'machar b'Shabbos would be potter, says the Gemara. So what we see from this Gemara is a fascinating issue, which we'll discuss in a minute. And that's really the pshat. If we look at the famous sma, the Sefer Meir Seinayim, on the side, the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tzadik, says on the words the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Hilchas Mekach Umemkar, in Siman Kuf Tzadik, which deals with the Knias Karka BeKesef, the Shulchan Aruch says BeKesef Keitzad Mochaloi Bayis Isoda. If a person wants to buy a house or a field, and the way they want to effectuate this kinyan is through the kinyan of kesef, and you give a kesef of a shaver pruta, you give him a pruta, it's kana, ein echad mehem yochel la'asavoy, the kinyan works. Says the Sefer Meir Seinayim on the side, the Sma says that it works because the only way this works is not, you can't just give a pruta, a symbolic pruta, and that pruta effectuates the kinyan, but rather, the only way to do it is if the rest of the money that you owe, let's say the property is worth $1 million, and you want a dollar deed this property over, the buyer gives the seller a pruta, a dollar, let's say, or a pruta, and they make up that the rest I will owe you, the rest should become a loan. Should become, I'll pay you at a later date. But this dollar has to be part of the value of the purchase price of the kinyan. So that's the Sma's opinion is that you can't just give a dollar and by giving the seller a dollar, lifting up that dollar, it's a symbolic kinyan, similar to, let's say, a handkerchief, where you're not receiving the handkerchief as payment for the sada. This dollar has to represent a payment, at least a partial payment for the dollar. A big insight from the Sma that it has to be what's called in the Olam HaYeshiva is kesef shivui, that in order to make a kinyan on a sada, you must be paying and you must be paying part of the value, part of the purchase price of this soda, and that's how a kinyan kesef works. But if it's not, like the Nesiva says, if let's say I give it to you, I'll give you the dollar with the condition that you give me back that dollar, but just lift up the dollar, similar to how we use a suda, right? The seller can give a handkerchief to the buyer, you lift it up, like by Mechiras Chometz, like we discussed, the chalipin of yesterday's shir, that wouldn't work by kesef, says the Sma. It's got to be kesef shiva. It's got to be part of the shavius, part of the value. I'm paying for part of the purchase price of the item. And the Sma likely derives this halacha, this chiddush, from the Gemara we discussed about a kites ta'ena. It's got to be kesef achayza. The way kinyan kesef works is that I'm giving you money, and that money, You have to answer, you have to return that money in some fashion. Either you give the money back, or you have to give me the actualization of that money. And the value, the recourse, the consideration that I have to have now because I received value from you. So the value is what effectuates the kinyan. The Taz argues. The Taz asks a question from Kiddusha Isha. How can it be that you need to give value? By Kiddusha Isha, there's no value. You're not giving value of the woman. You're not buying the woman like we discussed on the Beis. You're not purchasing the woman. You're not purchasing the wife. You're entering into a relationship through a kinyan kesef. But if kesef, the only way kesef can work is through receiving value, how can we learn kicha misteyefron? How can we learn from the purchase of a property to the purchase of an isha? An isha cannot be purchased through value. The isha does not have value. You are not obtaining, you are not owning this woman. You're not getting value back for the woman. So how can one learn? So there are various answers to the Sma, the Avnei Meluim and Simen Chof Tes answers that, yes, of course, you're right. You're not getting the value of the woman. You're not owning the value. But there is a value in her accepting the Kedushin. There is a value in her being willing to enter into this relationship. So although you're not owning the Isha, and you're not receiving value in return, but there is value to a woman, to her acceptance of entering into the relationship of Kedusha. That's one mahalach. But what I wanted to bring to light is what many Achronim say, that even though the Sma, they want to answer the Sma with a very fascinating chiluk, and it's something that's very important to understand on our tour through Kedushin, Meseches Kedushin, Be'ezras Hashem, and that is as follows. The Kenyan, we've already discussed it a little bit previously, but we'll just bring it a little bit more, flesh it out and bring it a little bit more to light in the next few minutes. The Kenyan of Kedushin is different, say the Achronim, than the Kenyan Kesef when a person purchases a property. And even though it's derived kicha kicha, the limud of kicha kicha from Shtei Ephraim is merely that kinyan kesef works. But when a person goes into a relationship of getting the kedushin, it's not a regular purchase and sale. It does not work the same way. And I'd like to bring this out by explaining two concepts that we find, which are very important. The first concept is the 8-day Kedushin. The halacha is that by 8-day Kedushin, you need what's called 8-day Kiyum. Usually, by mominus, when a person buys something, you don't really need Edim, you don't need witnesses to witness the transaction. If Reuven and Shimon go into a private room, and Reuven wants to buy something from Shimon, they make a valid Maisa Kinyan. And then next week they come to Beis Din, and they say, we admit that we were in a room together last week, and we made a valid Maisa, and I sold him my pen, and we did a valid Kinyan. Beis Din would award the pen and would effectuate the transfer as well. However, by Kedushin is a concept that we know it's very important under the Chuppah to have two valid witnesses there, and if a man and a woman come to Beis Din and admit to the Beis Din, they say that last week we went into a room together and my husband gave me a ring and said, Hariat Mekudesh Aslib with Abazu, the husband says that and the wife says that, everybody, even though we believe them that it happened, the Edim actually make the Kinyan. The fact that the Edim see it, that effectuates the Kinyan. Because, like we said earlier, a Kinyan really is just an expression of Gemira's Das. A person, Edim don't have to see the Kinyan. When it comes to Mammon, when it comes to Kinyanim of assets, it's really, is there's a way to go into the minds of the buyer and seller and see the Gemir's Das, that really is what effectuates the Kinyan, according to many, many Poiskim. So, what you need to effectuate the Kinyan is just the Gemir's Das. So there, if we made a Maisa Kinyan, which shows the Gemir's Das, you don't need Edim to make that transfer. It's not a Maisa Kinyan. Masha'en Kain, when it comes to making a Kedushin, you need a Maisa Kedushin in front of two Edim. It's not merely Gemir's Das. Gemir's Das alone is not enough. Even if Aliba de Emes, Hashem sees very clearly that there was Gemir's Das, the man and the woman both wanted to get married, and the man gave the woman a ring, not in front of Edim, that wouldn't work. It's not the fact that it works, but we just don't know it, we don't believe. It doesn't work at all. And the reason for this is because although when it comes to Kinyan Kesef, Kinyanim, we're just looking to know if there was commitment from both buyer and seller, by Kedushin you need more than that. You need a Maisa Kedushin. And with this we can explain a very fascinating halacha. We know there's the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, brings down from the Gaonim in Perek Vav of Hilchas Ishus Halacha Yud Dalet, we know there's a concept of B'nei God u'B'nei Ruvein. If a person wants to sell something or he wants to make a kedushin b'tnai, that I'll marry you, I marry Hariat Mekadesh Asli, I'm marrying you with the condition that it rains tomorrow. So the halacha is that we learn out of the tnai B'nei God u'B'nei Ruvein, that B'nei God u'B'nei Ruvein made a deal with Moshe Rabbeinu that they wanted to be Me'ivar Liyarden. So they made a deal that Moshe made a deal that if they come and they fight and they conquer, then they would be able to get these properties and maybe a little outside of Eretz Yisrael. So there's a few Mishpatei HaTnoim that the Torah tells us that in order to make this stipulation valid, it has to be done in a very specific way. It has to be a Tnai Kofel. You have to have the Hein Koidim Lolav, which means that you have to say that if I come to Eretz Yisrael, if I come and fight, then we will get it, and if I don't fight, then we don't get it. You have to say both sides of the Tanai, and the positive has to be before the negative. And this five halachos in Hilchos Tanoim. The Goyim say that these halachos of Mishpatei HaTnoim only apply by Gittin and Kedushin. Only apply when a person is going to try and get married with a Tanai. It says, I'll marry you, Harei Mekudesh is Li, with a condition that it rains tomorrow, or with a condition that you give me 200 zuz, or with any type of stipulation that you'd like, or I'm Megarish you. A person wants to get divorced, he tells his wife, I want to be Megarish you now, I want to divorce you now with the condition that you do X, Y, and Z, and if it's a Tanai, then it's okay. Those Tanayim, a person would need to make exactly according to the Tanoim of B'nai God, of B'nai Ruvain. That's the Goyim says. However, if a person wants to make a Tanai in a purchase of a property, a purchase of a monetary asset, there, says the Goyim, say that we wouldn't need to have this Megidria Tanoim. You wouldn't need all the five stipulations of regular Tanai. Now, the question is, what is the logic? Why is that true? So, according to what we're explaining, it's very understandable. Because one can ask, why do you need at all that the Tanayim, there should be, the Tanai should be exactly like B'nai Gerod or B'nai Ruvin? In other words, let's say my Ratzon is to sell you my item, but only if tomorrow you'll drive me to a certain place. So my inner ratzon is really only to make this sale valid if you carry it tonight. You carry out the tonight. So even if I didn't verbalize it in the way that the Torah asked me to verbalize it, but it's pretty clear that I told you clearly that I only want to make this sale if this is going to happen, if it rains tomorrow, or if you'll take me to a certain place, or if you do certain prerequisite actions, then I agree to make the sale. But if not, I don't agree to make the sale. So why does the Gemara tell us, and the Torah tell us, that you need to make Tanoim in a certain way, even if I didn't make the Tanoim properly, but we see clearly what this person's das is, what this person's inner ratzon is. So the answer is that could be the pshat as to why this only would work by kedusha, because by kedusha, when we talk about a monetary transaction, when we talk about a monetary sale, purchase or sale, what we're looking to figure out is, was there gemiras das in this sale or not? So, like we said, if we made a stipulation, even if the stipulation wasn't executed, wasn't written properly, but as long as we know what his ratzon is, so that should take effect. However, when we talk about kedushin, we know that there's something called a maisa kedushin. You need to make a. It's not only what's going on in a person's mind, and that the kinyan is an expression and brings to light what's going on in the person's mind. No, we need two edim. We need a maisa. You have to give over the kedushin. It's not enough to do it. That there was gemiras das. Gemiras das is not enough. You need the maisa. So on that, says the Sayyid Achronim, once you have a Maisa Kedushin, it's not any more toloi if what his das was. So even though we know clearly that his das was only to make a Kedushin if there will be, if the Tanai will be executed, carried out. But since there was the Maisa Kedushin, that Maisa Kedushin is effective, regardless of what is going on in his inner das. So since you have the Maisa there, the only way to break that Maisa Kedushin is through the halachos of Tanoim. If you make a proper Tanai, you make that this Maisa Kedushin should only be effective if they carry out the condition. So there we have the stipulation of Negerot Bnei Reuven, and that's why the Goenim, the Rambam, even though there are Cholkim, there are those who argue, but the Rambam brings down these Goenim that the whole idea of Mishpatei HaTnayim is only effective, it only can break the Maisa Kedushin, is only by getting a Kedushin. So what comes out is that we can understand that even though the Taz asked the question on the Sma, how can you say that by Kesef you need Kesef Shivui, that you need that it to, should be a down payment, a partial payment of the value, and the value of the pruta that you give is what the consideration against that pruta is really what pushes the item out of the ownership of the seller and goes to the buyer. We know by Kedushin, Kinyan Kesef works. But there's no shivui. There's no value to the woman. So how can Kesef work by a woman if the Sma is maintaining that you must have Kesef shivui in order to make the kinyan effective? And to that we're answering according to what the Yesoidus that we just spoke out in today's shir, that this halacha of the Sma of Kesef shivui is only with regards to a monetary kinyan of kesef. When it comes to an isha, the way it works by an isha is not through kesef hachoizer, kesef shivui. The way it works by an isha is, like we stated in the previous shiurim, that there's a maisa kinyan for to create the relationship of kedushin. You're not buying the isha. Like we said, you're making a maisa kedushin and you need edim, and that's why a tanai, you need mishpatei hatnayim in order to break it. Because it's an entirely different type of kinyan kesef than the kinyan kesef of even though it's learned from Stei Efrain, but that it's only learned from Stei Efrain that kinyan kesef works. But how it works, the mechanics of how it works, is not like the kinyan kesef of purchase and sale, which works through shavius. This is more similar to the maisa kinyan of chalipin, that you make a maisa kinyan, you lift up a handkerchief, or you give a pruta, and that pruta effectuates the kinyan. It's just a symbolic maisa kinyan, which that maisa is effective. It doesn't work through the gemiras das that we see when a person receives money that shows a gemiras das that he wants to give back what the chalipin of the suda. And that's why, even though the Sma says that by a suda one needs kesef shivui, there's no question on the Sma from the halacha of kedusha isha, because kedusha isha really works in an entirely different manner, and by kedusha isha the Sma would admit that one does not need kesef shivui, and that would answer the shita of the Sma and Simen Kuf Tzadik in Choshem Mishpat.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.